Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And it is Tuesday, April 21st. And it is 20 after 8. I am home for the second day in a row from work. Because I finally broke down and went to the doctor. And they didn't actually diagnose me with a herniated disc or ruptured disc, but the doctor said that pretty much she assumes that's what it was or is, and that they're going to treat me in that way. So she said they were giving me the strongest over-the-counter steroid they could to get a jump start on it. I think I have to take it for 6 days. And then muscle relaxers and pain pills, which I had been doing before, but she says the main thing was to try and get the swelling down. And I hate to say it, but I don't feel any better than I did the first day this happened to me. And I do the stretching. The one thing I have noticed, though, is my back feels actually tighter, if that makes any sense. The leg pain, it's still there. And I noticed taking medication, like the muscle relaxers and the pain meds, just briefly, barely give a, it takes the intensity off. It's not as severe, but it's still there. I can still feel it. It doesn't, and then it just makes me sleepy. I don't understand how people can get addicted to these kind of drugs. I really don't, because unless all they want to do is, you know, sleep and escape and not deal with things. Yeah, I can see that. But as for me, I'm more the type of person that if I sleep, I might miss something. And I think that comes from, you know, an unstable childhood. I don't like missing anything. And the other good thing about having this right now is that I am taking a break from the alcoholic. Although he did text, he hasn't asked, you know, or push the issue of come get me or come out for a drink or, you know, he still has his caring moments, and I'd still like to believe that he's not completely the person that I knew once upon a time has not completely disappeared into that total selfish alcoholic. I like the fact that, you know, I can get rest, both mentally and physically. I'm not sure about riding my motorcycle as much. My beloved did say that depending on, he seems to think it probably was more the motorcycle causing my issues because of the vibrations, and the bike doesn't ride as smooth as my other one. And I'd always complain after getting off this new motorcycle that it was hard on my back. I could only ride it for so long because my lower back would just ache. And so he, you know, because I did the yard work for about an hour, and could be a combination of the two. I don't know. But I did, I do appreciate the comments. And the other thing, too, is when I read the comment by Simon's wife, and I can't think of her first name, my apologies. She wrote something down about pushing something with one foot, and I went, oh my gosh. I do that too. And I was thinking how I have two big, huge plants, house plants. One is like those fig trees, or a fica tree, and it's huge. And I, oh crap, I left it outside. Oh shit, I just thought of that. And temperatures dropped last night down in the 30s. Crap, crap, crap. Because it's been so nice, I left it outside. And but I pushed it with 1 foot, and then I have this huge monster leaf plant, and I had been pushing that around with 1 foot. Oh, I gotta get that plant in here. If this thing doesn't die of shock, it'll be a miracle. Now, here's the question. Do I feel brave enough to pull that thing in here? No. No, I don't. I love the plant. And the plant, oh my gosh, the thing has got to be at least 10, 12 years old. And, you know, it's this huge thing. And I put it out every year on the front stoop. And that monster plant belonged to my friend's mother. And when she passed away, he basically said, you know, I know you love plants. I don't want them to throw them out. He goes, go ahead and take it. And, well, it's been, I can't even remember when she passed away, but the thing's almost to the ceiling now. And it just, you know, it's huge. And I just remember pushing it with my foot because it's too heavy to, I'd have the man-child, you know, I'd have him pick it up, carry it down the stairs. And this time I just left it on the landing because it's just too big. But yeah, I do the stretches. I know that they tell you to put ice or heat. Well, ice does not feel good at all. So it's mostly the heat, but I'm always paranoid using a heating pad. I don't know why. And stretches and a lot of, soaking, which I'm going to go do in a little bit. Because I do want to get out of the house. I've been in the house now since Friday night. I haven't left. I went out yesterday morning to go to the doctor, and that was it. So, with that being said, I'll probably do another audio because I have something else to discuss. So there you have it. Thanks for listening, guys. And like I said, thank you so much for all the advice and the comments. They're greatly appreciated. Laterness, people.